Prophecy Night, Part 2. Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Show will make history again on Sunday, June 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Be sure to tune in on Sunday, June 25th with our prophecy panel.
Jill Dane.
Scott Christensen.
Cattell. Derek White Skycloud.
Victor Baines.
And Homie 3.
It will be a night to remember on Sunday, June 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Ghostly Talk with Prophecy Night Part 2.
For more information, visit www.ghostlytalk.com.
Dr. Andrew Nichols with www.parapsychologylab.com. You're listening to Ghostly Talk Radio.
David,
now you know how all my kids still living with me every day.
David, I'd like to start with David Schrader from Darkness on the Edge of Town. David, welcome to the show. What I'd like to do is just kind of give everybody an introduction. People that may have not heard your show, I'd like to give them a brief introduction. And care of you, of course. Care of you, David.
Well, my name is Dave Schrader. Mm-hmm. I have a paranormal sex talk line on Sunday night.
Oh, nice.
I'm for
Darkness
sure
on the Edge of Town. Actually, we talk about all types of different paranormal events from, you know, UFOs, Bigfoot, how the plural and singular versions of that breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about ghosts. We talk about all the fun demonic stuff out there. And, you know, we're on live every Sunday night from 10 Central till midnight. And tonight, too, just to kind of toot our horn, we have Dan Aykroyd joining us.
Yeah.
So after you get into this fantastic episode of Ghostly Talk, make sure you tune your radios down to darknessradio.com and check out our show tonight.
For sure. That's really cool. We're really excited to hear that show also. Dan Aykroyd, a lot of people don't know. Dan Aykroyd's had a lot. Aside from the obvious things that he's done in the past, which, you know.
Let me think. What was that thing called? It was a little show, and they did a couple of them.
Yeah, it was a little movie.
And a little movie. Oh, yeah. Ghostbusters.
Yes, Ghostbusters.
He also did that one out of Canada. What was it? Psy Talk or Psy Chronicles or something? Psy Lab.
Well, he's also at one time. I don't know, David. If you know this, chime in. Feel free. He is also he was at one time. I think he still is the lead representative for MUFON too. Am I correct?
From what I understand, right, he's like one of their lifetime members, and he's one of their biggest advocates for MUFON.
Excellent, excellent. We'll move on to our next guest, who is Jay, the host of World of the Unexplained. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Really good.
Well, he didn't hang up.
So he didn't hang up, so that's so far so good here. I think we're doing pretty well.
Pleasure to be here.
Jay, what's World of the Unexplained all about?
Well, we break it down into a couple categories. We basically talk to, we do, you know, we don't do a lot of ghost stuff. We do some stuff like that, but we cover strange things, alien visitation. We cover, I don't know, just a plethora of subjects. Our last show dealt with Bishop Sean Manchester, a vampire hunter who staked the Highgate Vampire. I don't know how many of you are aware of that, and then our very last show, which was a special show, we had Alice Cridge from Silent Hill film on to talk about that movie. So it's just we kind of jump around back and forth.
Oh, that's kind of what we do here. we're jumping all over the map nowadays, it seems.
Oh, yeah.
Our next guest we have on is the mighty Todd Sheets, and he is the host of Nightwatch. Todd, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent.
From the land of meth and mullets, Missouri, I am here.
You know, you mentioned that when we were on, we were getting everything ready on the break.
Well, that's because I'm standing here and it's just like thump, thump every 2 minutes. It's insane. I feel like no matter where I go, it's this way. So I'm like,
I didn't know you lived in Detroit.
Well, that sounds like Detroit.
It's worse than Detroit.
When we had Tommy Nett's band on of Haunted Hate Walking Tour, he had the Blue Angels flying overhead
every
5 minutes. So they were doing some kind of demonstration right outside his window.
So all you heard was like, fun. He'd be trying to explain something and you'd hear just a and it would just totally drown out the whole line. It was just, it was ridiculous.
That's kind of like every day here,
We're talking live radio. What fun.
Well, you know, there was a time in my life where I was, like, okay with the people with the big loud radios in their cars and stuff.
And now I find myself, maybe it's because I'm getting old now, I don't know, but I find myself getting very irritated by people that have to, like, let me hear their crappy music, too. It's just something that really drives me nuts.
You know what? I wouldn't mind if there was ever anything except hip-hop blasting in my ear in this town.
Well, yeah.
That would be okay.
Only ever hip-hop, right?
Well,
that's it.
Yeah. I don't hear anybody cranking any AC/DC or something. I mean, if somebody pulled it
through, I play songs like "All by Myself."
Man, I gotta tell you, if you do that again, I may have to leave. That honestly was a little more frightening than any ghost I've experienced.
I thought it was an excellent rendition.
I definitely feel for you, Todd. I know how you feel, man. The same thing happens here in Detroit. There's always, it seems like every time you stop at a red light, there has to be somebody. And the worst thing, and I don't want to go into a rant about this. I don't know if you guys have this where you're at, Todd, but you know.
Don't say this, because I know you want to go into the rant. I've heard you. You like to go into the rant.
Hey, I'm an artist, okay? I'm an artist, all right?
You're a rant artist.
I deal in words.
He is a rant artist.
I deal in words, non-filthy and filthy, like a painter deals in paint. But this is something I'm just curious if you guys have this there. Now, you have the loud music. We've established that. Now, are you familiar with these things called spinner rims for people's cars? Have you seen these things?
Every car, man. And they're all gold and stuff, you know?
Well, yeah, they're gaudy. They have to be gaudy. Now, those are bad enough, right? Those are, I mean, the first time I saw one of those things, I literally freaked out at a red light because the guy pulled up next to me. And I look next to him, and his wheels are still spinning at the red. And I'm like, I had like this space-time influx where I kind of like, okay, what am I? Am I off? What happened here? But the thing that I think is even worse than that, as far as the spinner wheels are concerned, is the fake ones, the spinner hubcaps. All right, like you couldn't get any gaudier. You had to take
to
take it and make it affordable to all of the high school students now, right? Okay, so now
are we doing. I mean, at least if they had the bat symbol on them, it would look like the old Adam West Batman show. At least, you know, at least then you could kind of go, "Hey, that's cool."
Well, I could deal with
that. Instead, they got words like bling, and they're just spinning there. I'm going, no.
But I'm totally.
What is bling? When did that become a part of our actual words?
Bling is in.
I just love the fact that somebody takes a $4,000 automobile, spends $3,000 on rims, you know, $5,000 on a radio, and it's still a Honda, man. It's still a Pinto.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're sitting in and listening into a retirement village for old paranormal radio show hosts. Kids in the room, rock and roll music, it's driving me crazy.
We're talking about Pintos.
Well, I think I've planned to see them. I'm just going to let them go.
The thing is, you guys are more paranormal-based than Night Watch because it's kind of, you guys are actually, well, I know Dave and I weren't really, like, deep in the field. Like, you guys have been doing this for years, and you guys are more in the field of study for paranormal. And every time I have a guest on, it's like, I just went to the library. You know, I'm learning every time, every show, and I'm sure you guys do too from your guests, but
yeah.
It's kind of like you guys had more of an established, you know, you guys were almost like dictionaries of the paranormal. You knew what the phrases were. You knew what everything meant. For me, I was like, well, I'll do it. It sounds fun.
Well, Todd.
And I had an interest in it, of course, but geez, I never knew it was going to be this whole world of stuff.
Well, Todd, I got to say, well, go ahead.
Well,
Todd, go ahead.
One of the things that I learned, because, you know, one of the things being a internet and internet and terrestrial radio show host has done for me has let me talk to just all kinds of astounding guests, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And including the bunch that we have on tonight. but what happens is I've learned that the more people, like everybody claims to know all this wonderful stuff, right? There's like, oh, I've got it all explained. And then you learn that pretty much they figured out one thing or something, but the rest of it is just still escaping our grasp. I think that our grasp on the paranormal is fleeting at best.
The world of the unexplained, Doug. That's it.
Thanks, Jay.
Well, we're going to have a radio show after that.
They should. They should make a radio show called that.
Well, I'm glad we have you here, Jay, to straighten this whole thing out for us.
Because the more I learn, the more I know I don't know. And that frustrates me to no end.
Well, here's something I want to ask the three of you guys. This is something that we think that it's a big part of the job we have here doing Ghostly Talk, and I'm sure it's part of your guys' job too, is that being a broadcaster and presenting this type of information, every week or every, you know, every day, whatever your broadcast schedule is, you're bombarded with a whole set of information from one person, right? And then, like in our case, a week later, we're bombarded with a whole different set of information, right? So you get yourself to a point, and we've been doing this, we're on our fifth year of broadcasting now, where we're like, okay, we don't know what the hell to even believe. we're like, not confused, but we have all these different ideas, which is great, because I'd like to think that we have a lot of knowledge on a lot of different subjects. But, and Doug always says this, whenever we have a guest on, it's like, you know, I really aspire to be you, Mr. John Doe, because you have taken one thing and you've ran with it. Whereas we...
Yeah, we're sort of jacks of all trades.
Yeah. Do you guys...
Let's do that. We'll go David, then Jay, then Todd. David, what's the most remarkable guest you've had on, and what did they talk about?
Well, we had these three screwy guys from a radio show in Indiana. They were pretty good on my show once.
Mm-hmm.
Ghastly Talk or Ghastly... what was it called? Oh, Ghastly, yeah. I don't know. You know, I've had a lot of eclectic guests on the show. You know, I'm excited about Aykroyd tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear somebody major in the public eye that actually will come out and talk about their experiences and why they believe there's something going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had some fantastic guests from the Amazing Randy a few weeks ago talking about, you know, debunking paranormal and the $1 million challenge to, you know, authors like Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who knows just about everything out there to know.
She does, yeah.
To the guys from the Ghost Hunter Show. So we've had some fantastic guests. It would be hard for me to pin down one because, like you said, they all cover different topics so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and, you know, occasionally, like you guys, you get the occasional wingnut, and they're just as much fun to talk to as well because they're coming from a totally different universe that I've never even heard of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you know, like it seems like with religion, if you pop up a religion and make an icon, somebody's going to bow to it. You know, I think with the paranormal, you can make up any kind of idea of what causes the paranormal, and you'll get believers to follow behind it. So,
well, yeah, and that's,
you know, we've had really good results with just about every guest we've had to date.
And that is an interesting aspect of that, where there are all these different ideas. That's where I think we're going to have problems too, where we do have problems to this day, where there are people like in the last half hour we talked about this psychic lady who took these people for $30,000, right? You're going to have people, unfortunately, that I think are taking advantage of people's
want to know things. They want to know what's going to happen to them. They want to know whether you know, does this exist? Am I crazy? You know, that kind of stuff. And they want to know.
And I think
I want to know, Jay, World of the Unexplained, guests. Most wow, most amazing, most hilarious, whatever. What's your favorite guest?
Oh, God, man, that's a tough question. You know, like I said, Sean Manchester, he hadn't been on radio for, God, since I think Nuri's show back in 2002. He said he was retiring from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a big fight going on between him and David Ferrant in our chat, in our guest book. It was so stupid. We had like over 150 entries of people going back and forth posting all this and that and the other. He's a liar. He's a liar. No, he's a liar. No, he's a liar. And it was just, it was insane. Anybody that can come on my show and tell me they've actually looked a vampire in the eyes and staked them, and you know, after talking to him, really, you know, you want to believe the guy, and it's, you know, I think he believes what he's saying, and, you know, I'm not sure that I do, and I don't know. I think it's good that you leave it up to your listeners to discover those kind of things. But, you know, between him and I think my favorite guest of all time was director Ethan Dedenmeyer of the Benjamin Smith film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need a dump button because of the language, but it was a hilarious interview, man. I mean, just a great show.
Mm.
I don't know.
I know it is tough to do. It's sort of bad, but I'll put myself on the spot after this. Todd, Night Watch.
Ah, Night Watch, okay. Well, I have to say, honestly, I've had Elvira, I've had Sid Haig from House of a Thousand Corpses, had all these crazy cats from Trauma, but you know what the thing is? For me, every single guest that's on my show is the most important guest, because, and I like the direction you're going with this conversation, because I always believe that the paranormal, from what I've learned, is not an exact science. Everyone has a theory that is just as plausible, and I believe that everyone should have the ability, and I give them that ability on my show, to come on, and for an hour, they have a voice, and no one's there to tell them they're wrong. And I have a completely open palate. It's a totally neutral deal. I'm not pro. I'm not con. I like to be kind of right in the middle with them. Mm. That way I let the listener make up their minds. That means everybody out there can say, well, they're dorks or they're brilliant. You know, they could say they're geniuses. That's great. It's up to the individual opinion. But like you said, everyone does have, and because the paranormal is such a new field, there's no way that any of us could know we have groups out there that are applying for, get credibility from some other group, and I'm like, there shouldn't be that, because there's no institute you can go to and become a parapsychologist. There's
exactly.
No institute you can go to and become a paranormal study, you know, expert. And the thing is, one day there will be, because of groups that are out there, and I have so much respect for anyone from the smallest group of three people in the middle of, you know, Arkansas fighting the locals because no one believes in ghosts. Mm-hmm. To the greatest ghost hunters who I not only idolize and admire, but I'm really good friends with. These people are all equal to me, and the reason is because they're all out there trying to do something for the field. Now, if mm-hmm. they're out there trying to charge people, rip people off, or hurt people, they will get weeded out. And I'll name them by name, and I'll tell them right off on the show, because I'm all about honesty and integrity, and I want mm-hmm. these people to have the forum to go out there and say, hey, you know what? We're doing this, we're trying our best, and we don't know if we're right or wrong, but let us tell you about it. And that's why every guest to me is of the same level of importance, no matter if it's, you know, whether if Elvis Presley came up and said, I've been working at Taco Bell, baby, and wanted to do an interview, you know what? He would be just as important as some guy that you've never heard of that's in his basement that's come up with a neat little contraption that might be able to detect the motion of a spirit.
Mm.
It's all of equal importance to me. Even though it'd be cool to have Elvis, because then I could talk about cool stuff. But who wouldn't want that?
Well, we keep saying this is ghostly talk. It could happen. You never
yeah,
know.
I mean,
I've had weirder stuff happen.
Don't think
of
it. We need some lemonade.
Ooh, man. Ooh.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
Well, I have to say, out of the several years, because we've been doing Ghostly Talk for, this is our fifth year, and
Keep bragging.
And
we're worn out. Are you kidding me?
We're tired.
Dry.
We're old and
you
we're
should
old
see
and
him
tired.
Flexing every time they say
yeah,
that.
You know, our chests butterfly up every time we say we're in our fifth. That's when the pecs come out.
Oh, yeah.
In
oh,
the
yeah.
fifth.
Yeah, right.
It's impressive if you've seen these guys.
Yeah.
When their pecs come out.
Because, you know, because we're all built like Sherman tanks, right? And we're not soft at all, man. We're all
I'm
steel.
Built like the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Hey, he said he'd like to meet somebody that actually looked a vampire in the eye and staked them.
Mm-hmm.
Todd was telling me about this woman that he met at a goth concert, and he said he thought she was a vampire, and he took her home and staked her. Are we still on the air?
Oh, you got that all wrong.
But
wow.
I'll tell you what it was, though. They were chasing me around trying to anoint their sword with my blood. Now, is that weird or what?
They really were trying to do that?
Anoint our sword with your blood. That really did happen. We need to cut you with our sword because this sword has not been cleansed with the blood. We need your blood for this because we want. I was like, oh my God, I'm running.
They were trying to
That's
do this to
you,
Todd.
Where I live.
They were
That's
trying.
Why you got to give up your virginity, Todd.
Don't forget.
They want it for their, you know, the slaking, man. It's all done.
And I realize I've got two kids, so you're talking major immaculate conception times two.
Yeah.
Speaking of drawing the swords, I think the first sword's been drawn here. It looks like.
My out of the years of guests that we've had, a couple have absolutely totally amazed me, and I do try not to pick out my favorites, but the
oh
one
guys, that's okay. You don't have to say our names. We
besides you guys, I have to say one that absolutely totally amazed me and took me aback, and that's what I'll say.
I think I know this
has
one
to
too.
Be Bill Nell.
God, you read my mind.
Yeah,
read my mind.
Bill Nell does the and now remember this is Ghostly Talk. We started out talking about ghosts and ghost hunting and stuff like that. It sort of, you know, went into all things paranormal.
Mm.
And what happens is he talks about about primarily Montauk
and the Philadelphia experiment. Mm-hmm.
And after that 3 hour, that was our first 3 hour stint.
It was a special show we did, and it was exhausting, but it was so rewarding at the same time.
I was
so
like, rewarding. Wow. I mean, that's all I could think was, wow, that is something. And then the other one was who is Gregory? Gregory is from...
Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Yeah.
They came on the show and they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to channel this spirit from England.
Car alarm.
There's a car alarm.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Someone who doesn't even know where their keys are just tried to get in their own car that they had locked. I told you, it's Missouri, man.
I knew he was
understand.
I knew he was in Detroit. I know. I think you're in Detroit.
Yeah, you're
in North Carolina here.
No, those that
it's pretty rough.
I feel like I'm in a bustling metropolis here in Minneapolis.
But Mick and Sylvie Avery came on the show and they said, we're going to channel the spirit from ancient England or something.
Ancient England.
Well, I don't know. And jolly old England.
Jolly.
Right. And so they're going to do this thing. And we're sitting there and we have our headphones on. Everything comes through the headphones. And we're like, okay, and this and that. And what do you know about this and what do you know about that? And they can't tell me anything. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, okay, we're going to channel Gregory now. And they go and they channel this spirit. And that, when that happened, right, at first I thought I had been plucked out of the haunted, at the time we were in the Haunted Basement Studios, I thought I had been plucked out of the Haunted Basement Studios and taken to the Twilight Zone, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, this is not happening on my show. This cannot be happening on my show. This is so incredibly silly. And you know what? It turned out to be a remarkable, phenomenal interview, and that just totally took me 180 degrees back and said, you know what? You can never figure who's going to be like the wow guest, the one that really, really takes you aback and makes you turn around and go, wow, that was something.
Absolutely.
But those are the two I'd say that gave me the most wow effect.
What about you, Scott?
Henry Rollins.
I knew it. I knew it.
No, actually, no, for real. For real. I Doug, you read my mind with Bill Nell. Bill Nell, was one of those people, and we've had him on twice on the show, and it was just absolutely amazing to sit there and talk to him. And he's one of those people who's a very easy
interview.
He's a very easy interview.
Yeah,
because
you'll get it.
One of these days, I'll learn how to phrase words correctly.
Well, you'd think after 5 years.
wasn't it bragging about the 5 years?
I knew it was coming.
Oh, hey, I have a college degree.
Maybe by the 10th year anniversary, they can get the words out.
Some people keep saying practice makes perfect, and I don't think it makes perfect. I think sometimes it makes permanent.
Yeah, it's
practice makes permanent. You practice the same thing over and over, and you keep doing it wrong.
We're still doing the same mistakes we've done for 5 years. We're still doing the same mistakes. We've got nothing out of this thing at all.
Right.
We don't know what we're doing. Guys, we're going to take a quick break here.
And you're committed.
We're committed. We're stuck here. Let's take a quick break.
We're committable.
Well, they should be.
We're committable, that's for sure, yeah.
That's right.
Let's take a quick break.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah. On the line we have, just another reminder we have, because this is, for people that are going to be listening to the podcast or the archive on the site when they download, or how, if you're listening to it live right now, even at that, this is obviously a wild conversation we're having tonight, but there's a lot being done here, and I'm really, really having a great time. You guys having a good time? Is everybody out there, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys having a good time? Enjoying yourself?
I am. I'm dodging bullets. I'm having fun.
That always makes a great interview. Yeah, we've got David Schrader from Darkness on the Edge of Town. We've got Jay of World of the Unexplained and Todd Sheets of Night Watch. Of course, we are Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we've been on the air for 5 years.
5 years? But for the next 5 minutes or so, you're going to be listening to a break.
We'll be right back.
Everything in between. The best variety is right here on the OmniSat Radio 1 Network.
Hi, this is Jason.
And this is Corey.
And we're from loosechange911.com. Go find out the truth about 9/11 there right now. And
you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Close my eyes, they won't see me. Wrapped in the closet,
Comcast EVP specialist, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal. If you want to find more information on EVPs, visit my website at www.evpor.com. And if you want to find more about my music, visit www.lanero.net. You're listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Radio, the only paranormal radio that we're listening to.
We're talking about breaking a sweat, actually, on the break for a
second. We're talking about hard shows, easy shows, shows, all of our shows.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much,
speaking of shows.
Hundreds and hundreds of Ghostly Talks, they sound pretty much exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have, speaking of which, this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
We have on the telephone, if they haven't hung up yet, we have David Schrader from Darkness on the Edge of Town, Jay Scott of World of the Unexplained, and Todd Sheets of Nightwatch, all highly rated and absolutely phenomenal television shows. Whoops,
television,
upgraded us to TV.
We're all on TV now.
We're on
scary thought.
Radio shows available, of course, through the internet. Let's go through links. Ours is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com. David.
www.darknessradio.com.
Jay Scott.
www.worldoftheunexplained.com.
And Todd.
www.jackinthebox.com. Oh, sorry. www.nightwatchshow.com.
Excellent. And
but you should go to jackinthebox.com, and you should buy hats. Everyone should have a Jack in the Box hat.
Oh, wait a minute. Jackinthebox.com. What is that?
Well, there used to be a...
It used to be a fast food.
I think they still have them on the West Coast.
They do, and I love them.
So is that
them all over. We got them down south, and...
Oh, so they still
got them here in Missouri. It's like our saving grace. We have a Jack in the Box and a Six Flags, so we're okay.
So they're still around. They're still around. Then I thought they were.
And you're also allowed to marry first cousins, aren't you?
Oh,
whoa!
I think that's close. I think it's our neighbor in Arkansas.
Legally, by law in North Carolina, you can marry a first cousin.
We are keeping points here on our little clipboard, also as far as rips on each of the hosts. I think right now, David's in the lead right now. Dave's just been throwing them out left and right. Hey,
I love you guys.
Well, thank you. We love you too. We love you.
I'm meaner than Dave. I've been the evil one today. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
We were talking the last half hour about, Doug kind of brought up this idea of, who was your favorite type of guy? Who was your favorite guest you had on the show? Or, one that really stuck in your head?
What about a guest that you want? How about a question like that? What is like a special guest that you would love to have?
Oh, God.
Okay, what's your answer?
Yeah, you brought it up. Yeah. It's on you now, man.
All right. I want the entire cast of Fat Albert. The bad thing is I would come up with something crazy like that. You never know with me, but
there's got to be some way to link that to the paranormal.
It's all connected somehow, I'm sure.
Weird Harold had a great aunt who was haunting the group.
Or how about Mushmouth? How do you see? I'll never understand that.
Obviously, EFT was in effect.
Well, yeah, some of Mushmouth. So yeah. I think we have the link now. Let's get him on. Let's call Bill Cosby. Let's get him on the air. Let's do this thing. I think we can make it happen. Todd, what was
right.
Who do you want to have? Who would you like to have on your show?
Who are you talking to Todd?
Yeah,
anybody.
Todd.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
No, he wants
I'm the
Fat
one that
Albert.
Likes Fat Albert.
Did I mix that up?
Yeah.
Okay, David.
See, you don't even know who you're talking to anymore.
See?
Well, it's like we're like stomping each other to death here.
This is after five years of broadcasting.
This is the audio equivalent to a rumble. Like five people just pounding on each other. So I mixed the voices up. I'm sorry.
In another minute, he's going to be talking to Elvis again.
David.
And a sandwich, man. My two dream guests, I would say I'd love to talk to Alison Dubois that the TV show Medium is based on.
Okay.
Because it kind of fascinates me, her story and everything I've read about her. So I would really like to talk to her because I really respect what she does and what she's been involved in. But equally, I absolutely loathe Sylvia Brown, and I'd love to have her on the show to see, A, if she could kind of flip my idea on her, or if she's as big a fraud and scam artist as I think she is.
Damn. Well, you know what?
Are you guys having her on tomorrow?
No, she's actually coming on after you guys.
Brown, readings by Sylvia.
First of all, about Alison Dubois, who's the actress lady who portrays her? It's an Arquette.
Patricia Arquette.
I would like to have the Academy on Ghostly Talk, because I want to find out what the heck they were thinking when they gave her an award for her, quote, acting, end quote, in that show. Because that
had
show...
Had to move into movies, didn't we?
You got to be nice to Patricia Arquette. Patricia Arquette, man.
She has...
Yeah, I was going to say, she's the most successful Arquette. Don't rag on her.
She has one emotion, and that's mild shock. And she shows it over and over again. That's the hits her emotion.
You know,
it drives me
no
up
one's
a lot.
Making fun of you for having one voice on the radio, buddy. Come on.
But anyway,
how we do, Todd? We make fun of it all the time. Oh.
Yes, they do. Everybody does.
Yeah, we get made fun of all the time.
I get email all the time. You really need to be.
Remember, we've been doing this for 5 years. We're used to it, man.
But I'm telling you, I don't know what they
5 years
thinking.
We couldn't even get a better radio voice.
I know, we got to get one of them gizmos and voice changers. And
oh, yeah, like a pitch shifter.
You can sound like Darth Vader.
Then I could have a really sexy deep voice.
We'll have to go out and get a pitch shifter or something like that. Make it sound like 3 octaves lower.
This would be great.
Welcome back to Ghostly Talk.
I can just do my Cannibal Corpse voice the whole show if you guys want. Yeah. I'll just do Chris Barnes the whole show.
And Jay, who would be your
dream guest? Poor Jay sitting there like...
Yeah, Jay, who's your dream guest?
Bill Murray, and I'm working on it. So
interesting.
We'll see.
That would be absolutely amazing.
I absolutely, and I'm going to have more of a positive review for Bill Murray as opposed to Doug's.
Well, it's only Patricia.
Bill Murray is probably if he is one of the funniest people I have ever seen in my life.
Absolutely,
he is so funny that. He can just sit on a chair and stare at you, and you'll be laughing yourself half to death. He is hysterical. The guy has always been brilliant. And every role I've ever seen him do, he has been absolutely... I mean, he did Groundhog Day, right?
Well, right, which how can you...
Which was still...
Wrong.
It was a funny movie, but he tried to be more serious than that. I was still dying. It was still hysterical. Well, I was cracking up. Did he ever do, like, a serious role? I'm trying to think of a film that he did that was serious.
That new movie, what the hell is the name of it?
Broken Flowers. Broken. That was still funny. That was still really funny.
Which one?
That's the problem.
Broken Flowers?
Broken Flowers. Yeah, but he did that one with Scarlett Johansson where he's over in Japan.
Lost in Translation?
Lost in Translation was a more serious movie.
It was awful.
I think he did one called The Razor's Edge back in the 80s.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, all right. I'm going to have to, like, rent these movies and see, like... it's the same thing, like, and I hate to bring his name up also, too, but when I think of Bill Murray, I think of Robin Williams also, because you have this guy who back in the early 80s was literally, like, humping people in the crowd during his stand-up, and then he does a film like What Dreams May Come, where I literally, and I will admit this publicly that it's one of the two films in my entire life that actually made me cry. I literally bawled my eyes out. The Color Purple. I kid you not. The Color Purple. The last scene of The Color Purple, where Celie is reunited with her children. I died. I cannot watch that film.
I did that when Darth Vader rose at the end of Episode 3. Literally. When he said rise, tears were streaming. It was like one of the greatest moments ever.
Those are the two films. So someday when they have the Trivial Pursuit Ghostly Talk Edition. What are the two films?
What are the two movies?
What two movies make Scott L. cry? And that's The Color Purple and What Dreams May Come. I don't know how that relates to what we were talking about.
I have no idea either.
I'm really sorry.
I have to say, unfortunately, my dream guest has passed. So I hope he finds his way to call into Ghostly Talk at some time. No, actually, D. Scott Rogo.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk to D. Right. Scott Rogo. And then, of course, that kind of thing is going on in the chat room as well. They're like, ooh, I want to talk to Elizabeth Montgomery. And I would love that. I would actually love that.
I'd really like to have Christopher Walken on, because that would be, like, awesome.
Oh, God.
Christopher Walken would be, like, the dude.
Dude.
And then he could say something like, hey, you're listening to Night Watch, and it'd be really cool.
No, I know. No, Christopher Walken, I have to agree, Christopher Walken, because he actually stars in three of my favorite films of all time, and that's The Prophecy, 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm. And this is, again, for the Ghostly Talk Trivial.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Again, for my three of my favorite films are The Prophecy, 1, 2, and 3. Christopher Walken is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant actor. He's been so many. I'm all over that. I'm all over that. I want to talk to him also.
Christopher Walken, call us.
Call us, please, or call somebody. Call somebody from one of these shows. Who do I want to
have? Isn't that insane? Have you guys seen that video he did for the band? What was that band?
What was the band?
An amazing video.
What was the band?
Fatboy Slim, I think.
It was Fatboy Slim.
He's floating around and doing all kinds of crazy.
Amber O'Shea.
That was amazing.
Yeah, he used to be a dancer before he was an actor, so.
Oh, really?
He was amazing. I was dying. I was rolling. I was laughing so hard. It was amazing. If you don't like the way he dances, he'll kill you.
Right.
Hey, what's wrong with my moves?
I don't know who I'd want to have on the show. To be honest with you, since we've been doing the show for how long again, Doug? How long?
Five years, I think.
5 days,
guys.
If we could score Jason from Taps, I would be so happy.
Yeah. David, you've had Jason from Taps on your show, haven't you?
Well, thank you for saying on my show.
Oh, on Dark.
Because the other rumors are just that, rumors only. We've had Jason on our show. We've only been on 7 months.
Dave, I think I've had Jason too.
Yeah. What the hell's going on here? What's going on?
You know what, guys? Just to make a mention too, mm-hmm. coming the first weekend in November, Night Watch and Darkness on the Edge of Town are hosting Jason and Grant to the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. Yeah. We're going to have an entire weekend for ghost hunting.
We've talked about that.
Rub it in your faces. I know you guys have been around for 5 years. For people that are interested in going on an actual ghost hunt with the Ghost Hunters, you can go to our website at darknessradio.com/trips and sign up for it.
We want to go, too. I mean, I think I asked you about that.
I think we have to sign up.
We're sold out.
They're sold out now. Yeah.
They're totally sold out.
Anybody can go to that/trips, but no, we can't.
The Ghostly Talk guys, our IP is locked out. We can't get to that.
You guys, Pooler Pond. Pond might be good for you.
Who's that?
I think I talked to Jason Wednesday, and I forgot to mention that. I didn't know that he hadn't been on Ghostly Talk. I would have said, hey, you should talk to Ghostly Talk.
Well, you know, hey, we're back. I don't even want to get into scheduling right now. It's so insane right
but
now.
That is one person.
Then don't try to milk us for guests. You
listen to this guy. Oh, my God. Wow. This is heavy. Doug, I'm walking away now.
No.
Don't mind it, though. No, it's I'm trying to think.
It just hasn't worked out.
I will say this, guys. Mm-hmm. Who's been on Coast to Coast?
Don't know.
Ghostly Talk. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got that,
okay,
too.
Okay. Yeah,
I got one better.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I got one better.
All right, all right.
Who wrote a script with Art Bell?
Who wrote a script with Art Bell?
Whitley Strieber?
Yeah.
Yeah, Whitley Strieber, yeah.
Whitley Strieber.
Hey, he did, yeah. And, yeah, he's a good guy. But I did, too, so it was
awesome. Wow.
Oh.
There you go. That's awesome.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm just giving you guys a hard time.
No, that's cool. No, we deserve it.
We do.
We deserve everything we get. I'm still trying to think. I mean, even with this bashing we've been getting for like the last 5 minutes, I'm trying to think of like who I'd like to have on the show. Myself.
Well, let's talk about Sylvia Brown.
All right, we're going back to that again.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I want to talk about Sylvia Brown. Okay.
Well, I'm turning the mic off because you know how I am.
I was pretty much
talking about Sylvia Brown.
Was that David who said Sylvia Brown?
No, that was Todd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was David?
It David? Okay.
That was not Todd.
No, Todd just sat out.
Sorry. David, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm going to write. Hang on. I got to make a chart for Scott. Okay.
All right.
Now, Sylvia Brown. I also thought she was a bit of a, a bit show, you know, show up it or whatever. She just wanted to show up and become the event, you know, and she was just all about ego, ego, ego. That's what I thought for the longest time. And she was always on, you know, whatever, Coast to Coast and that daytime talk show that I never get to see because I work. But I actually went to see her in Cleveland I went to see her in Cleveland, and it was her Mysteries tour or something like that that she was having.
Mm.
And she really, really made me think again about her. when she gave her speech, she sat in a chair. It was a simple set, a chair, mm-hmm. a little stand with water on it. And it was more of a throne, though. But, okay, so there's a throne, a little thing with water on it. And she just talked for, like, 2 hours. And I was sitting on the edge of my seat wanting to know everything that she knew, because she was just going on and on and on about all these different experiences that she'd had, about all these different people that she's talked to, and all the help that she's given people, and all the just everything that she's been doing for her whole life. She was going on and on and on about it, and I was on the edge of my seat, completely captivated. And I did not expect that. Not one iota.
Neither did I. That's why I didn't go.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
That's what I said. You know, I have a skeptical nature about a lot of things. I'm judging her strictly on the fact that I've seen her make a complete ass out of herself with mm-hmm. The Amazing Randy and on Art Bell's show.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's on Montel Williams, she looks like the snippiest, witchiest woman in the world. And I'm not saying just looks-wise. The way she kind of rolls her eyes at people, clicking her nails, popping her gum, it just, she seems so disrespectful to people.
Mm-hmm.
That I have absolutely no respect for her in what she does.
Well, you know, you made a good point there, and that's one of the things that I'm all about, Dave. And you know, the minute I see ego, I cut somebody off. Because I am the most, I like to give everyone a lot of grief and have fun and give you guys a bit of the business here. But the truth is, anyone that has an ego, and I know the Ghostly Talk guys have seen my rants about this. There's someone with ego, someone who isn't honest, who doesn't have integrity, you know what? I have no room for them. They're not going to be around me. They're not going to be around Nightwatch. And I'm going to urge other people, to be honest, I don't hide my feelings about anything.
Mm.
And I'll urge everybody, hey, this guy's an egomaniac. Because you know what? No one deserves an ego in this field, especially because
yeah.
this field is unproven. Mm. I mean, and in any field. I mean, like movie stars, you know, bands, no one deserves an ego because everyone on this planet is created equally. We are all equal, and we all can benefit from others and learn from them, and we can all, and they can learn from us. And we can all, you know what? Everyone's a great artist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dave, don't even go there, man.
I'm giving you musical back. Oh, buddy, go.
Some people really do suck, and some people should stay independent. Trust me, really.
But you know what? Maybe they do, but at the same time, as long as they're not, you know. Someone can suck fine as long as they're not an egomaniac. I'm cool with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's the whole thing. You run into guys that are, you know, like you know this, Todd. Bruce Campbell's got to be one of the nicest, most humble guys in the world.
I love Bruce Campbell.
You know, you meet him at one of his book signings. He takes the time to talk to you. Same with the guys from the Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then you run into you run into some schmuck kid actor.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Jason hasn't been on the Ghostly Talk show, has he?
No, that's what I've heard. But anyway, you run into some of these other schmuckly actors who have no real credit to their name, and they act like they're God's gift.
I think it's almost every...
I don't understand it, Beth.
Almost every current Disney kid actor. Right?
Well, yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, and you guys mentioned, there's been a few names mentioned, and I agree with you guys. Jay and Grant from Ghost Hunters from Taps. We spent a weekend with those guys, and they were absolutely... you couldn't have met nicer people.
They were down in the lobby of the hotel,
hanging out with everybody,
and everybody was like, you know, pummeling them with questions and jokes and laughter and serious stuff, and they just it had to have been like the most confusing 24 hours or whatever.
It was crazy.
Them. But they handled it. They enjoyed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They talked to everybody
who
would walk up
we
to
had
them.
A riot.
It was amazing.
You mentioned Todd. You've had Sid Haig on your show before also. We've had Sid on the show also too, and I don't know if you heard the story about what happened with that. When Sid was on our show for the first time, he mentioned to us, he's like, hey guys, you know, in a month I'm filming another movie in Peru, Indiana, which isn't too far from you guys there in Detroit. You should come down and hang out with me. And we're like, mind you, this is on the air too. We're like,
right,
yeah, right, okay, sure, that's gonna happen. He's like, no, I'll buy the first round of drinks, I'm serious. And we're like, well, we'll see. So I followed that up, and it actually ended up being myself and Will and my sister Erica that went down there. And sure enough, to keep it really short, we ended up spending the whole day with Sid and his fiance Sue. And I couldn't have met a nicer person. I mean, I was literally almost in tears. And sure enough, at the end of the day, when they were finished shooting the film, it was the last day of shooting for this film, we went to the bar, and Sid walked up to the bar on me and said, "Okay, what are you drinking?" And I'm like, "Well, I'll get this."
Oh, yeah.
See, there's a genuine person.
I was completely floored by that. I mean, this is a man who is, I mean, Sid has, his career is older than any of us on the phone or on the air.
Even
whatever.
Me.
Even Doug.
Older than even me.
Even Doug. Even Doug. And the history, the thing.
Well, that's exactly my point, and mm-hmm. that's exactly why I say no one in this whole planet really deserves this ego thing. It's all just a, and it's really easy to avoid. When you feel it start to nag at the back of your head, you just got to slap it, get it out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go down that road, because then you'll end up with, it's kind of Reese Witherspoon, okay? She started out this chunky girl who everyone liked in the independent movies. Everyone loved working with her. Now people don't even want to work with her hardly, because she became anorexic, she got the ego, and now it's like, it's the Val Kilmer story again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's run away. Let's go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And and now, of course, they learned from that. Val learned. He's back down to earth. He's making good movies again. He's
mm-hmm.
being a nice guy again. But,
mm-hmm.
God, for years no one had worked with him. It will hurt you. It will come back and it will bite you. So everyone knows, you know, don't have the ego. Don't jam on your friends and mean it. If you want to jam on your friends and have fun, that's great, like we do here tonight. But, you know, treat people with the integrity and honesty and the honor that you want to be treated. And, I mean, it'll pay off. It's why we're all getting good guests and we're all doing great.
Well, yeah.
And for the record, I would be happy to work with Reese Witherspoon at any time.
There we go. We have an offer. We'll pass that up the chain of command and see
yeah,
what happens.
We'll send that over to corporate and see what we can do.
Well, Dave, now, you cannot do that until you make your debut as a flesh-eating zombie in the Zombie Bloodbath remake.
Oh, you know it.
After that, then you can go and then you can work with Reese.
All right.
You guys can have, like, trailers near each other or something. That'll
yeah,
work
yeah, right. There you go. Yeah. That is a big thing, Todd, you know, and I'm really glad you brought that. You know, and one thing, you know, I talked to someone at the CPRI conference we were at not too long ago, and, you know, Todd, you mentioned, you know, this happens with a lot of different, it isn't just, I mean, and I agree, the paranormal field is the last field I think that anybody should be copping any type of ego in, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many ex-musicians move from playing music. It blows me away. I thought I was the only guy, and apparently there's like handfuls and thousands of people that are ex-musicians that kind of like move from playing music into studying the paranormal, or you know, and just I'm
well,
talking.
You know,
Go ahead, Todd.
Did you know Grant had a Grant has a band from Ghost Hunters? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He's recording their new CD right now.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
Well, there you go.
A piano site on MySpace.
Really?
Yeah, he's
songs, yeah.
I'm recording a CD right now as well.
Yeah.
See, we're all crazy.
There you go. You see that?
Well, you guys, don't forget.
BlackBookRomance.com.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Here.
What is that one? Say it again.
Go ahead.
www.BlackBookRomance.com.
And they will be featured here on Ghostly Talk, too.
Well, that's the thing. Here on Ghostly Talk, these breaks that we take, and we're about to take another one, we put independent music in our breaks. We don't have commercials. We have independent music in our breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we feature independent music in independent musicians and all kinds, all things independent here on Ghostly Talk because, well, we're an independent, you know, internet talk show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we try and give back to the independent community as much as possible. So
yeah.
Anybody with a band,
please, send
email. Them. Email scottl@ghostlytalk.com. That's not me, that's Scott, because he answers his email. and
make sure to mention, I don't think Todd's going to be with us here for the second hour.
Yeah.
Todd, is there anything you want to talk about and promote
Todd,
real
please.
Quick?
All I want to say is really, honestly, everyone on the show tonight, I want to thank you guys, Ghostly Talk, for asking me to be on.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
It means a lot to me. Dave, I want to thank you for your friendship since the beginning, and we're still doing it now, and we're like a team that's unstoppable, and I really appreciate that. And I really want to say it's really nice meeting the World of the Unexplained here, Jay. Good meeting you tonight, and I want all of us to continue sticking together and build a stronger network of community out there. Really, the paranormal community is not going to work unless there's unity, and with all of us working together, all the people in the field working together, it will become a science that people can go and read textbooks about, and you wait. A few years down the road, they'll start putting things down that are definitely scientific, and it will become a science, and it's because of all you guys, all the groups out there listening. I have nothing but respect for everybody and for you guys. And anyone wants to listen to Night Watch, come over to nightwatchshow.com,
mm-hmm.
check it out. And I hope to see everybody, you know, at some time or another at different
conferences or conventions, and don't feel, you know, always come up and say hi. You know, don't be afraid to do that. And you guys, again, man, thanks for having me on. It was a blast.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
We really appreciate it. Guys, the rest of you guys, you stay right where you're at.
Exactly.
That includes our listeners. That includes the people on the phone. That includes Bonnie, too. You don't go anywhere,
you
Bonnie.
Stay here. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with more from Jay Scott of World of the Unexplained, David Schrader of Darkness on the Edge of Town, and, of course, we're losing Todd Sheets of Nightwatch.
And that sucks, too.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Todd.
Everybody must eat Jack in the Box at one time, and if you guys don't have one near you, drive and eat one. Eat some today.
We did when we were children, and we haven't been the same since.
So everyone remember, jackinthebox.com.
We'll be right back.
That's right.